Hailing the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Y'all remember the day you have to come home and count your, like Paul, you count your stripes? They dare not to say anything about it because they say, you want some more? Y'all got me messed up. Fathers, it's up to discipline our children. How you discipline your children up to you. But the word of God says, Proverbs 13:24, he who withholds his rod hates his son. But he who loves him disciplines him diligently. In our house, we had, my wife's sister passed, so we had girls in the house. And I couldn't discipline them. I had to let my wife discipline because, oh my heart, I can't do this to my girls. And when I did, I had them there, hold out your hand. And I hit them in the hand, hold out your hand. Oh, but when mama came in. You get them old school beads. Man, I remember when they grandmama used to take my head and lock it between her legs. Oh, Lord, come on back, Pastor. Come on. But it said, he who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him discipline him diligently. Well, why I got to use the rod? Proverbs 29:15 said, the rod and reproof give wisdom. I mean, when they say, boy, I'm going to give you a beating, this is going to keep you out of jail. I'm being some wisdom into you today. Tell me this, anybody like me, you ever got a whooping that was supposed to have been for old and new? Just one of them, old and new. I'm gonna get you for the old and new. Those them whoopings they put on the shelf, and you think they forgot about them. I remember when I used to come home, and I was gonna get a whipping, and I hear them say, "Boy, I'm gonna before the sun go down, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it this day." Man, I miss trying to make it to bed, and I think I made it out. Only to wake up, see like a fine brimstone in the room. I don't. Let me go. Proverbs 29:17 says, correct your son, and he will give you comfort. He will also delight your soul. So, discipline is necessary in our fathers. And we are the one that's supposed to, according to the word of God, to discipline our children. We are the one. I'm almost there. Number 7, we are to never give up on your children. Never give up on your children. Never give up on them. God said, how things may seem of what they're in and what they're going through, never give up on your children. In Luke 15, a good example of that is the prodigal son. You know the prodigal son. The son wanted his part of that, went out and he just used it. He did everything he wanted to do. But then he ended up coming back home. Don't give up on your children. A lot of time they squander what they have and what they had, and they squandered it, and we done wrote them off, but we can't give up on them. We got them before God. We still have to believe that God still can step in and change their lives. Don't give up on your children. I believe every one of us have a sheep in there that kind of a child that just kind of keep us on our knees. You can't give up on them. And from that, leaning on into number 8 is that the Father, we ought to have compassion. Not only we are not to give up on our children, we're not to give up, but then we are to have compassion. And so a lot of times we lose compassion once our children are grown and gone, but we still have to have compassion. Have to show some type of concern, some type of pity, some type of love that we're still connected to them. We have to have compassion to our children. The word let us know, it says here that in having compassion in Psalms 103:13, just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. So if I'm expecting God to have compassion on me and what I do and how I care of myself and what's going on, I have to have some compassion for my loved ones. Not just for my children, but for my loved ones. We even go further than that. We believers, we said that we have to have compassion one for each other. Another, we have the compassion for one another. We have to have compassion. Just as the Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself know our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. The Lord know us. Have compassion. He said, I know you. Have compassion on your children. Lastly, fathers, we have to have some courage. We have to be strong. We have to have some courage. We have to be strong. We have to have some courage to do it, because a lot of times, you know, we want people to put a positive spin on it, but we have to have the positive spin within ourselves and be able to have courage to step out on what God tells us to do. Be strong. Be courageous. And we do this through Christ. Because we can't do it on our own strength. Some of us want to step out in businesses, and yet still we won't step out. It takes courage to step out by faith and believing God is going to move in something, and we don't have that assurance, or we don't have things in place naturally to believe it. But we have to be bold enough and courageous enough to step out if God say do it. I remember when I started a business way back in the 86, 87, I had to be courageous and step out on it. I felt this in the Spirit of the Lord saying, you know, just step out and do it. And I'm going to step out. I had a truck, and I started a lawn business. I had a truck. I didn't have, you know, what I needed to get started. I ended up going out to Babcock. We had a saying back then, Babcock could do you right, move it in by day, take it out by night. But I had to step out. I had to step out and be encouraged and believe in God that he will bless whatever it was that I was doing. And I stepped out and got started, and the Lord put everything in my path that we needed for everything to come together. If you step out on faith, trusting God, God will put what you need. You already have it. If you can believe God enough to step out, he'll be right there to meet you. And I stepped out, and God, he stepped out, and everything just started coming together. But I had to take that first step. And it was a by faith step, because I couldn't see it. I didn't even have the money. Told me, you know what it is, go down there and how you going to step out? I don't have enough to. Oh, you got faith. How much you need? If God tell you to do it, you just step out and do it. If you fall, get back up. He didn't tell you to quit. He said, you fall, you get back up. You brush yourself off, you keep going. I believe God told me to do this. That's one thing, and I'm going to say that. I don't know if I ought to say that or not. Some of us give up too easy. Just because I fail in one thing don't make it the end. That's not the end of the road. I learned something. I learned something. So the next time, guess what? The Lord has showed me a lesson. Is I learned something in this. He didn't tell me to stop. But I learned. And God is always right there. He will never leave us according to his word. He will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Get anchored in God spiritually and ask God to lead, guide, and direct you. He tells us in his word, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Have some godly strength when you step out in faith. Believe in God. Believe in God. Be strong in the Lord. Have some word to back up what you're doing. And watch and see what God will do. He haven't failed us yet. Joshua 1, and we're going to close right here. Joshua 1:8. He said this. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Remind me, what are you saying? A lot of times it's not what's going on in the business. It's what we are saying out of our mouths about the business. What are we saying? What words are coming out of our mouths? Words are units of power. What are we speaking? What are we saying? It has power coming out of our mouths. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do all according to what is written in it. This is a powerful word. That's one of the most powerful connections we would ever have, being connected to God, according to God. He said, listen, so that you may be careful to do all according to that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous. How am I going to prosper? Here, through the God's word. Then you're going to prosper, and then you're going to find success. Says right there. Success is right there. I'm telling you right now, I don't even know how I got to where I am right now. I don't even know why I have what I have right now, how I got it, how it happened. Well, I do know it was God that did it. I live where I live right now because of God. I have what I have right now because of God, and sticking with his word. The enemy say it's not going to work, but I want to tell you the devil is a lie. You stick with God's word. You stick with his principles and watch and see what God will do. Don't tell me what he can't do. Everything you tell me can't do, I tell you he can do. If he touched down and brought me out of that, touched me and brought me out of that dirt I was in, the old nasty, muddy, dirty, brought me out and then hooked me up with a good woman, I'm here to tell you, don't tell me what God can't do, and put me on a roll call straight.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770. South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.